Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you?
I'm really good. I'm so excited about today's show. You guys are just going to be so hyped.
I am also very excited about this. What are we talking about today?
We're doing TV theme songs, and I've been mentioning it all week to people, and we, you know, huge sort of nostalgia memory lanes and debates. This is so fun. I thought it would be a little goofy, and so I avoided some of the... I think I avoided ones with words, you know, so, you know, because there's like Friends, you know, which is so iconic, whether you like the show or not, you gotta, you
know, everyone knows the song,
And even like Big Bang Theory, you know, like iconic, and then...
There is like such a thing. The one thing I'm really interested to talk about this morning is what qualifies this as a genre, because it is so diverse. Is it all just, you know, a bit arbitrary, or is there something that actually makes a TV theme song a TV theme song?
Well, I mean, it is a genre in that it's just a circle that you can draw around things for sales, you know, for iTunes categories. If you're looking up stuff on YouTube. So it's not a subculture, you know, genre that has this real culture related. Although, gosh, looking at some of the weirdos that write about it, maybe there is like a huge group that this is all they listen to. So, yeah, so diverse. In fact, it gives you this really interesting picture over time of what was trendy and what was going on in the
world.
That's
interesting.
By how they've shifted. Like this first one we're going to play.
I'm gonna hit it.
It's kind of, it's so good.
Is that a vibra slap? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I absolutely dare anyone to not dance to this.
and do the swim move.
Swim move in your car, hopefully.
And the plug nose thing. Classic.
So this is Hawaii Five-O.
So, you know, they were bringing rock into it.
Yeah.
And here's the weird thing. So this band, The Ventures, I've always just thought they were a surf band. No, they're from Tacoma, Washington, you know, just like near like Seattle and Olympia, right?
Wow.
Like, and they would just play this guitar music. They were one of the first sort of to really play with fuzz pedal and all this stuff before surf.
So what I'm curious about is, like, for a show like this, did they write the song for the show, or did they get it?
So they got one of those orchestral, you know, composers, film composers, show composers. But then, so you can hear that like in the horns and those timpanis, you know? But then they use like a contemporary rock group.
Oh, yes. Yeah, nice.
This is the best selling instrumental band of all time, because it's instrumental. And, you know, let's face it, in pop music, it's not a lot of instrumental hits.
No. But, like, everybody knows this, don't they?
You know, even if
you've never watched Hawaii Five-O.
It's bigger than the show. How weird is that? Yeah, like, my kids would know this and not watch, because there's a new version of the show now.
Yeah, this is the 1968 version. This is the original.
I guess I could have had a listen to the new version to see, like, musically how they shifted it.
I did have a listen yesterday. Yeah. They're actually pretty similar. It just sounds a bit shinier.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you can't really improve
good.
On this. Yeah.
But you can hear that weird blend of film music orchestra.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
With the latest craze in rock.
So this is something that I think is super interesting about, like, TV theme songs is, like, how do you write a song? Like, how do you sit down and go, okay, it's got to be catchy, it's got to be memorable.
And it has to capture the whole mood of the show.
Exactly.
And, like, what, those, some of them were, like, a minute and a half, and songs like this that were released as a single as well.
Right.
I had to find those because they had the long version. Otherwise, I would just be playing minute and a half songs. But they ended up being pop hits.
Yeah.
So they weren't written intentionally as pop hits. Although later, we'll be getting the later decades, there are existing songs.
Yes.
That the show will
borrow and buy. Yeah.
So, but at this point in time in the, so this is 1968, 69, you know, you composed for it because, you know, that was the old. Now this is.
Here we go.
See, that one note.
One note and everyone's like, ah. Oh.
So this is 1990, and this was composed purposely. An old school, you know, film composer that composes for film and TV, and, you know, the legend, the mythology goes, so that this David Lynch directed Twin Peaks.
Yep.
And that he just sat with this composer. You want to say his name?
Angelo Badalamenti.
Badalamenti. and just, they talked about mood, and and he's just jamming on the Fender Rhodes. You can hear it. Those of you who nerds know, like, what can tell the sound of electric pianos. And this, and that was it. Like
magic.
The first, he just described the mood.
When I was 16 and thought I was super cool and cutting edge, I wrote this song for Angelo Badalamenti.
Oh my God, Zoe.
It was like an homage to him.
What? That's so good. You know, you're probably, there's probably like a subculture around this theme song, I would imagine.
There is.
Oh, there, there is.
You're part of a crew, Zoe. You didn't even know it.
There's been so many like live performances of it by different bands. Even David Lynch has organized some special ones. And this is it, this is funny. Apparently, you put this music to any footage, and your footage looks cool and moody.
Nice. This is probably true.
So
yeah,
it's kind of like pre-TikTok. You know, you just have yourself driving or washing dishes, and then put this music to it.
Suddenly, everything's super significant.
Yeah. It says it makes any footage look
wistful.
Good.
What I think is interesting about this versus the Hawaii Five-O one is because you don't have to have ever seen Hawaii Five-O to know that track. You kind of also don't necessarily need to have seen Twin Peaks to know this music as well, but maybe some of the hype around this comes from that cult hype around Twin Peaks as a TV
show,
too.
But still, the music was way more popular than the show.
Right, that's so interesting.
It sold, the album sold a lot. Like I said, it's been redone. And, well, I read a good point that you can only watch a TV show so many times.
Yeah, this is...
Even though we do that.
We do, yes.
That but is, you can listen...
Still a lot of times you can watch
times.
It. Yeah, you can... Yeah.
So, you know, as many times as you could maybe watch a whole series, but still you can listen more. So that's how it becomes bigger than the show.
I have a confession to make that I've never watched Twin Peaks.
But see, you're still vibing on the song.
But I used to study to the Twin Peaks soundtrack when I was at uni. So
oh, nice.
There we go.
I'm going to read some of the wankery descriptions of it. It never gets irritating. It's romantic and terrifying. It's dreamlike
True.
And hip. It's outside of time and place. It's mythological.
We've got many good texts coming in for best theme songs. People have got faves out there. Someone said, as soon as I hear the first bars of Coronation Street, I get depressed.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
And then we've got another Coronation Street text. Moods like excitement for the Mission Impossible one versus the very depressing Coronation Street theme
Mission
song.
Mission Impossible, amazing. For music nerds out there, it's in 5/4, which is very unusual.
I played that in my primary school
band.
You
know that it was in 5/4.
I did.
Someone says best TV theme in the world, bar none, is from Magnum PI.
Oh, yeah. You know, SWAT as well. It's a terrible... A-Team.
Yep.
You don't have to like the show.
Someone says the theme song from Gem, truly outrageous.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
gosh.
Very good. See, this is so interesting as well, because as soon as you say these things, you're like, oh, I know that song. I know that song.
I know.
It's so iconic. And maybe that's what it is. It has to be iconic because it's summing up a whole... visual show in like 3 minutes.
And isn't that amazing? Because, you know, we have, like, this song itself won like Grammy for instrumental pop song.
Did it?
We have pop songs, but these are different. They're these like little world creators. Doctor Who, if you want to creep yourself out. Not because it's creepy, but because as a child it was creepy. And now when you hear it.
Someone's texted in to say shout outs to my buddy Beulah Koale, who is a lead in the reboot of Hawaii Five-O. Kiwi represent.
Nice.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He has started on there.
That's very cool.
I think I saw him for a few minutes. I didn't know he was going to be permanent. Oh, that's great.
And then apparently, there's so many. People really love TV theme songs.
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones one, yeah. Doctor Who.
It's scary.
The Doctor Who one's one of my
Sopranos?
Favorite. Sopranos, that one's come out big time. And then I think this one people will also very much know.
Even though they don't know the show.
Yeah.
So this is 1959.
Wow.
This is what back when it was orchestral, like film music, because they didn't know to make it any different than a film. Television hadn't quite, you know, found its own thing. And this is Henry Mancini, who's an iconic film producer.
So this is the Peter Gunn theme. And was it written for the Peter Gunn show first?
Yeah.
Okay, so there we go. But this has been taken and used in movies and
it's
other TV shows.
Because I had to look up the show. I'm like, what the heck is that show? Apparently it's about a sophisticated gumshoe A private eye.
Oh.
But he's not goodness. A sloppy one. And he meets his clientele in a jazz. He likes smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
Jazzy.
Oh, and it was directed by Blake Edwards, who did Breakfast at Tiffany's and yes. The Pink Panther. So this is a sort of from this particular point in time where they still did these big, huge film scores.
Oh, this is groovy.
But there'll be songs you guys know all the words to. I mean, the Brady Bunch, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yep, the Brady Bunch.
Someone Golden says Girls.
We've had so many texts for the MASH theme song. Someone
yes,
says MASH.
I love that.
MASH theme song has all the feelings.
Yeah, and then the show's funny. But, the theme song it places you in the sad
context. It does,
context.
Yeah.
What about The Simpsons? That's a classic.
The Simpsons!
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely, and, the Muppet Show, those are... Oh, my God, Cheers.
I love Muppet
Show. Where everybody knows
your name. See, again, I've never watched Cheers. I could probably sing you the Cheers theme song, though.
Yeah, same. I've never watched Baywatch, but I know, that music comes on.
We have got a lot of Baywatch texts coming in here.
Oh, Seinfeld?
Oh, yes!
Now, someone's texted in about The Wire. They have a different artist for every season.
Oh, yes, because there was a couple of them that were recommended in, people's top 10 lists, because I trolled all the top 10 lists.
I think we've just rolled into a collection of tunes from The Peter Gunn Show, which I'm kind of into.
Because apparently they're all good. So, go back to your genre point. Apparently people do buy the albums, the Twin Peaks albums.
Yeah.
And this one as well, because... Back when it's a composer, they'll compose for the whole show.
Yeah.
But even shows that are out more, like True Detective and Fargo and stuff, some people will now buy soundtracks because the songs are sort of curated, especially. Same with Twin Peaks, people bought that whole album.
Yeah.
What's interesting is when I was watching Peaky Blinders, I think for the first four seasons, they had the same theme song and it was that Nick Cave
song. Right Hand, yeah.
And then I think for the fifth one, they changed it to something else and it really threw me and it changed the whole vibe of the show for me.
Oh my God, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, because now it's just a new thing in the last couple of years. We binge watch.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It's at the end of the cycle when the song comes on again that oh crap, I've just watched a whole episode. But you get almost programmed, that it's over. I don't know if anyone's mentioned Succession.
Oh, yes.
That theme music is
so
amazing
good.
For a new show.
I always feel a bit stressed after I've watched the Succession theme. And then I stay stressed because it's quite a stressful
show.
Yeah,
that music. Some other people were mentioning Law and Order.
Law and Order,
yeah.
Classic. speaking of soap operas, the end of EastEnders with the...
Oh, yes.
Doof, 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 doof,
yeah,
doof, doof.
And you get that feeling... Because you're programmed, in time. That when these certain instruments come back on, it's the end. Yeah, we're like those dogs that just get trained when we hear the sound.
So it does a very specific thing to us. It puts us in a time and a place. It puts us but it also, as you're saying, it exists beyond the confines of the show.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about them that I hadn't really considered before. That, I probably haven't watched Happy Days, but that
Days.
Song,
yeah.
Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
This has been an absolute trip down memory lane.
I wish we could have done 3 hours.
We've got
know.
So many texts in, and I will read more of them.
Yeah, I
want to
hear more of them.
So many texts for the Doctor Who one as well, which I respect.
Now, that one they have been redoing over time.
They have been,
keep the tune, but do a different
different takes on it, yeah. I could go deep nerd on the Doctor Who theme song for two reasons, being a Doctor Who nerd when
Theremin.
I was a kid. But yeah, all the stuff they use. But, it was totally radical technology shift as well, because the radiophonic workshop at the BBC was set up to make the sound effects for the spacey sort of TV shows they were moving into.
Wow.
So it changed the way people were making music as well, which I find deeply nerdy and interesting. Kirsten, thank you very much. What will we be talking about next week?
Okay, another one that I didn't expect what I thought it was is Baroque Pop, but it's not what I thought it was.
Oh, gosh. So,
looking forward to that. That sounds fantastic. See you then.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Could probably listen.